Okay, so we're here with Peter Creed, who just won his first round match against Ruben Phillips. Peter, what did you see in that match today?
I thought I played pretty good. Yeah. I had a clear game plan of trying to keep it quite simple and quite basic, keep the ball straight, but he came in pretty late, so I knew his preparation wasn't great, so I thought, you know, mentally I was already kind of one up, and if I could just keep him under the cosh, you know, for long enough, early doors, then I could really make him doubt himself straight away. And if I could keep on top from the start, I thought I was, you know, I was going to be pretty comfortable on there.
Yeah, just as a club player and as somebody that watches the game, it seemed like, you know, if you ever gave him the front court, he's pretty tricky up there. But if you kept him in the back, at least today, you were in control, which is basic squash, right?
Yeah, it is. It's I knew he's got a few shots. I've seen him play a few times, and it was kind of the court's so quick. If you take it forward without any real kind of purpose, you can put yourself in a lot of trouble. And if you're a little bit tense, which I wasn't tense, but I didn't feel like totally free tonight. Sometimes that can you can expose yourself from the front of the court. So I think the rallies that I kept him deep and then I exposed him forward quickly, I was gathering momentum throughout the match. But if I just kind of flipped the ball without any, you know, purpose to the shot, I was putting myself in a lot of trouble. But, you know, I the thing is, I know I can cover it and I know I can retrieve and get them balls, but it's not the way to play better squash, to beat better people. Yeah. So it's kind of, you don't want to go into them, you know, that deep end of the waters too much, but you know it's in reserve if you need it. So
yeah, this is your third time in Salt Lake, right? Is there a way, the experience you've gained from being here, that's helpful to you, do you think?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the surroundings, and you know, I feel comfortable here. There's a little bit of altitude, but it's quite nice. You know, if you play clever squash and you play good squash, the altitude doesn't affect you too much. But if you do play with a bit of stupidity and almost attack at the wrong time, you can make yourself do a lot of work, which allows the demons to come out in your head and tell you how tired you are and how much the altitude hurts you. But if you can keep a cap on that, it's a good mental exercise the whole match. You know, I really enjoy it, actually.
Well, you're nice to come back, and I know the Salt Lake fans have gotten to know you and they appreciate your game. So, good luck going forward. I guess you play, let's looking at the draw here, you play the Farhan Zaman. Have you ever played him before?
I have, actually. I've played him probably 2 or 3 years ago now. I actually lost, and he's a good player. He attacks a lot, so it's pretty similar today. You know, I've got to just restrict him and almost frustrate him. You know, we've got a higher inch tenure, which is a 19, so that probably works my advantage a little bit. And I know if I play good discipline squash, how I have been playing in training, then I give myself a great opportunity to move forward in this tournament.
Well, we're looking forward to that match. That should be a good one. And thank you for the interview today.
Thank you. Thanks, Greg.
Cheers.